Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about social media automation, because this is an important thing for small business owners to be able to automate some of their social media postings. Because I know if you try to do everything live, you're going to go crazy because you're not going to have time to run your business, frankly. I have certainly encountered that myself, and I do some pre-scheduling. I do some things live, but there are some things that you can go ahead and pre-schedule so that you don't have to be able to, just worry about being, having to spend, an hour or 2 hours a day or whatever on the different social media sites that are out there, especially if you have a presence, on more than one social network. And if you are trying to be able to balance things like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest, there's no way that you can do all that stuff live. Now, that being said, there are some times when you do want to schedule and sometimes when you don't want to schedule. So I'm actually going to share some tips from you that I got from a Melanie Dodaro, who is she's a big LinkedIn expert from Canada, and she's got some good points here. But in reading this article that she put together, there's one thing I'm going to disagree with her later on, but we'll get to that later. So let me just share some of the things that she has to say. So her first thing is, and I do agree with this, is that she says you never want to try to schedule engagement or automate your engagement. And which makes sense, because how the heck can you do that? There's no way you can automate a response to someone who has posted on your social media, because social media is a conversation. And what you need to be able to do is, if you see that somebody has commented on a Facebook, for instance, or something like that, you need to go ahead and reply to them in real time. And in fact, actually, she doesn't mention this here, but Facebook now they're actually keeping track of this. And if you do have a really good response rate, that actually shows up on your Facebook page, that you are responding to comments. So that's kind of a good and bad thing in a way, but it is good if you do have a good response time, because then your followers will know that they can deal with you. So that's really important. Now, there are times when you can schedule things on social media, and for instance, she says that Twitter actually is one of the best platforms to schedule your tweets beforehand. And I've definitely found that, especially for me, I've found this is really handy when I'm promoting an event, whether it's one of mine or somebody else's event. I can go ahead and create those tweets ahead of time, and then they'll go out every few hours, and you can have that going for like the whole week or depending on when your event is taking place. And because when I've held like a telesummit in the past, I've been able to do that. And so that way those tweets are going out all the time, and it's great to be able to do that. And even when you're doing other types of messages as well, that's a good thing to do. Now, she does go on to say that it's not a good idea to do automated direct messages on Twitter, because every day people are inundated by automated direct messages that are sent by people they have followed. So it's frequently along the lines of, thanks for following me, go to this link. And she says she ignores them all. And I have to say that I do get these as well. And I used to actually do this. I don't think I'm doing it anymore. I'll have to double check and make sure I'm not. actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But yeah, I get these all the time. And frankly, I kind of, I don't think to check them, frankly. And so I ignore them. But, and so that's what she says. You know, she says, if you want to thank someone for following you, go ahead and send them a tweet in real time and skip the automation. Now, now she goes on to talk about posting on LinkedIn. And she says posting in real time on LinkedIn is usually your best bet because you can respond right away to any comments you receive. And there may be times when you want to post something at a specific time when you're not going to be on the platform. So in these cases, it can be useful to schedule your status updates. I will confess, I really do schedule on LinkedIn. I don't, I'm not usually posting on there live. But I will see when people do comment, then I'll go back in and respond to them in real time. I will, again, like we talked about earlier. So I think you can get away with it. I guess it's just, again, you need to pay attention to the comments so that you can engage with them. Next platform she talks about is Instagram. And she says platforms like Instagram for many businesses work best in real time, and that's because you're going to get the most engagement from sharing images that happen and are posted in real time. And there are ways to be able to schedule on Instagram now. I know that Hootsuite has a way to be able to, schedule, but it's still, I've experimented with it, but I'm still finding it a little wonky. Or I can't seem to get it. Actually, I can't get the application seem to open up on my iPhone for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, yeah, most of the time, if I'm going to deal with Instagram, I am going to post things live, and I think it does work out a lot better. One thing she does not talk about here is Pinterest. And I have found that actually Pinterest is one where you can do scheduling or you can do it live. Live is good if you want to spend some time on like a Saturday morning, because that's usually when most Pinterest users are on, and that's a great time to do it live. But also a lot of people go on to Pinterest late at night. And if you don't want to have to be doing that, if maybe you want to do some reading or spend some time with your family, then I recommend using an app called Tailwind. And because that will allow you to schedule your images to go out on Pinterest during the night, which is really great. And I've found that to be very helpful and useful. Now, the last thing she talks about is scheduling on Facebook. And she says she generally avoids scheduling anything that gets posted to your personal profile, because while you may post from time to time about your business on your personal profile, remember, it's personal. And most people, especially your friends and families, don't want to be bombarded with your business posts in their news feeds. And I would agree to that. And frankly, the only way that you can post to your personal profile anyway to schedule posts ahead of time is to use a third-party app. You would have to use a tool like Hootsuite, for instance, because you can't schedule directly onto your personal profile from Facebook, whereas you can do that on your Facebook business page. You can actually schedule with Facebook. You can schedule most of your posts right there, or you can use a third-party app like Hootsuite. Now, she says not to schedule posts using a third-party application. She says that you should use Facebook's native scheduler because it's going to affect your ranking in the newsfeed, and also it's visible for people to see the software you used in the post itself. This is where I disagree with Melanie, respectfully, because number one, I think it has been proven, and if someone out there can correct me if I'm wrong, I may be wrong, but I've swore that I have seen in the past that using a third-party software does not affect your ranking in the newsfeed. And I will tell you, from my experience on my business page, I really haven't seen it. I get engagement with posts that I have used Facebook's native scheduler, or things that I posted live, or using a third-party tool like Hootsuite. I'm also using Likeable Hub right now. And I don't think people really care that much to see the software you used in the post. I think they're looking at the post. I mean, maybe somebody who's in the social media industry might be looking and go, ooh, this person's using Hootsuite or whatever. But frankly, I think your customers and those are the people you care about, they don't care that you used a third-party scheduling tool. And in fact, if they did, they'll probably go like, ooh, she's using Hootsuite. Maybe I can do that too for my Facebook page, you know? I mean, come on, let's get real here. I really don't think it's that important. Use what works, and of course test. I mean, she does say to test, so I think that is the great way to do it. So, I hope you've got some value out of this podcast today. I almost said blog post. It's okay. Well, it's still early in the morning. So I hope you got some value out of it today. And if you did, I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast. And you can find us on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. I would love for you to be part of the community. So I encourage you to do that. And also, if you would like to leave a review as well on either of those platforms, that would be awesome, because I would love to know how I'm doing. It's good to get feedback. You know, constructive criticism is useful, so I'm open to it. So please let me know how I'm doing. And if you would love to connect with me, I would love to hear from you as well on social media. So you can send me a tweet on Twitter, at Gloria Rand is my username, and use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed. And that would be awesome. And I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Periscope, all those places, at Gloria Rand, you will find me. And that's actually something I want to get back to doing soon, too, is maybe next week I may start live streaming one of these podcasts again through Periscope, because I haven't done that in a while, and I want to get back to doing that. Okay, I think that's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.